Fergal Darcy on Today FM.
As far as the machine hunger here on Today FM, quite an interesting response to what we were talking about. If you just have to join us, we had mentioned that Fortnite is something that appeared in the Wall Street Journal. And basically what they say is that some parents are sending their kids to tutors to teach them how to play computer games properly. And this caused uproar in America. And it led to conversation open up about things that parents have forced their kids to do, or maybe that parents have given into or made their kids do, which can either have one or two effects, right? Positive, the kid loves it, thinks it's brilliant, and is delighted they did it, or negative, as in you've ruined that opportunity for the child. My mother forced me and my brothers to go to the library every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. until 12 p.m. At that time, I was 4. My brother was 7. She'd drop us off when it opened and wouldn't pick us up until after when it had closed at that time. Yeah, that's one thing I don't agree with, because that happened in our house as well, where you'd be dropped off to the library for 2 hours and you'd be made go in, and it was kind of like to teach you to read and become more educated. But to be honest with you, I'd end up more often than not looking around the place with nothing to do, trying to play hide and seek with some of the other kids that had been dropped off by their parents there, you know. So I don't know if it's such a good idea. And I don't think in today's society it happens as much either, because my parents don't really like letting their kids out of their sight, really, do they? My parents forced me to eat vegetables, drink milk, sleep on time. I don't think any of these things is a bad effect on me. My parents also forced me to nap after school every day, even though my bedtime was pretty early. I would try to sneak out of my room, usually had to go back to bed. In retrospect, I can't believe that I protested against naps. That is brilliant. Katie has contacted us saying, I hated on holidays with your parents where you'd be forced to go off and make friends with all these kids. I never wanted to. I just wanted to hang out with my parents and my brothers and sisters. No choice though. Make friends with little Pierre over there or play alone. Jane has also gotten contacted. I was really, really not good at ballet. I have no rhythm at all, terrible at choreography, and yet my mum wouldn't give up on her dream of me being a ballerina. I hated it until she finally let me quit at 16. Can I just say this? I would love to know if everyone was to be honest out there. If you were to be honest out there, if you're tuned in at the moment, and if you're a teenager, if you're tuned in and you're an adult, and you have a teenager, and they're doing something at the moment. Is it something that they want to do, or is it something that you want them to do? Because that's the question you need to ask. And if they're miserable doing it, can you really justify making them do it? I couldn't, not for a minute. You know, there's only so much of that stuff you can do in life. Like, life is precious. So there's certain things that, you know, you should never force anyone to do. I remember, even swimming lessons, things like that. Some people just genuinely don't like swimming and don't like water. Why force them? Doesn't work, doesn't help anyone, and can really affect someone's confidence as well. If you're not progressing and you're stuck down the beginners and you're getting older, like, you know, it can affect your confidence. You know, everyone else going, oh, I like it, you can't swim, no. It can be cruel. John joins me on the line. John, how you doing?
How you doing, Ferg?
I'm good, John. How's all in RD? Are they minding themselves?
They're minding me anyway.
Good, well, that's the main thing. That's the main, as long as we have that, you're okay. Listen to me, what were you forced to do when you were younger?
I was supposed to go to piano lessons. My dad was a keyboard player, and he wanted me to play piano. And I didn't have any real interest in it. I was playing guitar at the time, and a piano was far too heavy an instrument to carry around the place.
I'd be with you on that. Unless you have a very expensive electronic one, but that's not going to work. So what was the crack? So you were forced to do the piano lessons. You did that for a while. You weren't really doing the guitar lessons. After a while with the piano lessons, did you enjoy it, or was it a bit of an effort for a good while?
It was a bit of an effort, mainly because I didn't really have any interest in playing it. I was more interested in guitar. But after a couple of weeks, the piano teacher phoned my father and said, don't send him up anymore. He will never be a musician.
Right. Okay. Said that you'll never be a musician?
Never make it as a musician.
John, this is one of these stories I absolutely love.
Yeah. So,
what do you do now, John?
I'm a musician.
You're a professional musician.
I was professional. When I was 13, I joined my first band. At 16, I joined another band. Then at 19, I turned professional and done that for 15 years.
Wow. And isn't it amazing? Like, I love this. I love when people stick it to the man. When, like, somebody turns around and says, you will never, ever do that. And you go and do it. I love that. I think that is brilliant. That is a hell of a story.
It was a long road and very enjoyable one. I made some very, very good friends. And I met my wife.
Hey!
She was also a musician.
Right, and what does she play?
She plays bass guitar and vocals.
Oh, I like her already. It's a pity she's taken, goddammit.
That's a good, yeah.
Anyway, John, listen, come here. Really appreciate you coming on with us. Thanks a million.
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a nice day. I'm loving that story. Yeah, I love it when somebody says you can't do something, then you do it. And that's a man that was forced to do piano lessons, didn't really want to. He was sent home told he'd never be a musician. And then he turns around and he's a professional musician for years and years and years. Yeah, that's the kind of spirit I like to see. I was really, 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 another one after coming in here from Jesse says, I was made to play the recorder for years until like I was 17. I never enjoyed it, never wanted to do it, and I've no idea why my parents pushed it. It's not really something that you drag out and around to house parties, is it? Oh, God, yeah, the old recorder, remember that? I have got Eamon on the line. Eamon, how are you today?
Not so bad, Craig, not so bad.
Good, good. Listen, you've got a really good story for us.
Ah, well, yeah, my daughter.
Go on.
Kind of nearly the opposite to you. We didn't force her to do it, but we didn't think it'd last. She took up soccer at age 9, playing with a boys' team. And as you know yourself, we didn't think a girl at that age would last playing soccer with boys.
So 9 years of age, she starts playing soccer with a lot of the local boys, having a bit of a laugh, and what's the crack now?
Ah, no, she's playing for Ireland and Man City Women 16 years later.
Yes, she is. That is outstanding. Oh, my God. You must be very excited and very proud, eh?
Oh, very, very proud, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of those. I suppose you didn't really force her. It's more so that she forced you to sit back and watch.
No, that was it, exactly. I mean, she'd tried a few things before that. She'd done the Irish dance and usual girly stuff, but we never tried to force her to stay at them. But then when she decided to try a hand at soccer, we said, Asha, it's not going to last.
I remember a friend of mine, we used to always be slagging her because she was going to hip-hop dancing. And one of my mates used to go along as well, and we were kind of going hip hop dancing. When are you going to ever use that? And of course, to the girl, we thought it was cool, but to the guy, we were kind of slagging him the whole time over it. I'm telling you, when we were in college and you'd see him on the tiles, you then kind of envied the fact that you didn't go to hip hop dancing, you know? Anyway, listen, it has been lovely talking to you, and have a wonderful day.
No bother, Craig. Thanks very much.
Take it easy, Eamon. The best of luck to your daughter as well. What a legend she is. What an absolute hero. Anyway. More music here on Today FM. If you want to get in contact, 0874 100 102.
Fergal Darcy on Today FM.